ain't the kind to wear a tie. Button up from 9 to 5. I tried that life but said goodbye. I'm not always polite, but I get the job done. Who says that work can never be fun? I'm simply unprofessional.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Unprofessional. I'm your host, Webby, and joining me tonight, we got John.
Hello, everybody.
And we got Austin. Okay. And we got Mr. Edquist.
Hey, I'm here.
Damn it.
I was just going to say, did we all of a sudden just fucking lose half our people?
Hey, I'm Rob. It's nice to see you.
There is Austin. I hear him talking.
Okay. I was putting the timestamp down, and I forgot I muted.
All right. And we got Devin.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
I was going to try to come up with something clever for you, Devin, but the whole silence thing before that
you don't
got
worry
me
about
really
it,
off
You don't worry
kilter.
About it. You don't worry about it.
Because
brought us together. I'll bring the clever. Don't worry about it.
We do have a
with the mostest.
We do have a little bit of limited time. I know John has a little bit of limited time, so we're going to start. This is an update episode for everybody listening. This is kind of what we at Distractions Media are going to be doing in the upcoming months, things to look forward to, so on and so forth. So we're going to start way down the line in December. I believe it's December 2nd and 3rd, John?
Yes, sir.
We do our annual live stream, 24-hour live stream. Normally, the last 2 years, we've done it for the Children's Miracle Network.
That's right, through Extra Life.
Through Extra Life. This year, we're doing something a little differently, and it's something that hits close to home with a lot of us. So, John, why don't you go ahead and explain who we're playing for this year and trying to raise money for?
Sure. Okay. So the we are actually playing for Anxiety Gaming. This is a group that is developing, they're not developing anything. They are effectively helping to fund people to go communicate and talk to counselors and psychiatrists and that kind of thing to kind of help with depression and anxiety issues and things of that nature. And it's specifically kind of geared towards gamers, but it's not only gamers. They also offer consoles to foster kids, and they also have helped to pay for the people to actually talk to their counselors if they can't afford it. So, and they're not just US based, they're also US, Canada, UK, I know for sure. They have representatives and counselors in all three of those countries. And so it's a wide variety of reach that they have. So it is an amazing group to work with. They've been really good for us so far, and I continue to think that they'll work great. And this year we're using something called Tiltify, which is the hosting server which will help get the donations to Anxiety Gaming for us so that we're not having to manage that.
Now, when can people start donating? Like, when is all that?
You can legitimately start donating right now if you want.
People start open your wallets. Donate Anxiety Gaming. People need help.
So what we will do is from our website, if you go to distractionsmedia.com/livestream, you'll see a link to the donations there, and just click on that donation link. And we are trying to fundraise for $2,000 this year. So we're doubling once again what we made last year. And if we hit that, we're going to do a few things, definitely one thing at least, which I have committed to, it's not as bad as the Outlast game last year, in my opinion, but nonetheless.
Which you never even finished, John. We didn't play through that the whole way.
We played an hour, damn you. I'm not playing.
It's only an hour.
Game.
Plus, I can't give you too much shit because I did say that I would stream it if somebody got it for me and Goose got it for me, and I have yet to stream it. But I will.
Well, there you go.
I'm still holding myself to that. Just working up to it. Now, just like every other year, especially the closer we get to the live stream, we generally start thinking of crazy and wacky things that, oh, if people donate X amount of dollars, or if we reach this goal, we'll do something crazy. Do we have anything planned or anything like that? Have people even thought about stuff like that? I don't know how far. December's pretty far.
I have already committed to one thing.
What's that? Or is it a surprise?
No, it's not a surprise. If you were on my streams recently, you know that I have committed to wearing maternity clothing an entire week. Yeah.
Wow, I forgot about that.
So, yeah, that's a thing.
All right.
Yep. Yep, yep. So I don't know. That was going to be interesting, but there we are.
I know during our last live stream, what was it, in June live stream, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know that we were doing something where if somebody donated X amount of dollars during the games that we were playing, we would do a task that they requested of us. A lot of it consisted of us killing each other in GTA in various ways. That I can remember.
It was an accident.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was GTA.
Yeah, it was GTA. That's right. And I did play GTA. See, I completely forgot about that.
Yeah. I remember I came in late for that one. And as soon as he saw me with the knife, he started running. And then I yelled for the watch. And he turned around and I slit his throat in one shot.
It was so fucking dope.
Yeah. Devin had to run everyone over.
Yeah.
It was an accident. I told you it was an accident.
Make it look like one. At least.
Mine?
Yeah.
Mine was go find a Jason mask and then revenge kill Webby with the knife. I was like, one, I doubt I can kill Webby with the knife. Two, where the fuck do I get these masks?
There's a mask down at the beach.
Yeah.
The beachfront stores.
I don't know how much money I even have on that game.
I will say, I don't know if we've set a schedule for the December live stream or if anybody's even considered starting thinking about that. Normally GTA is on our list of games that we do play.
It's always late.
Yeah,
it's always late,
obviously because of kids or whatever. Like I.
Although this year, the funny part of it is we'll probably have more people watching from the UK this year. So we might actually have more younger viewers later at night than earlier.
Hear that, UK listeners? You're going to be getting a lot of F-bombs during breakfast time.
For sure.
That's how I prefer my F-bombs.
I do have a
waffle.
Something that I do think we should consider is if we play GTA this year, I would like to actually try to do like a bank heist. And if that's the case, we need to figure out where each of us are in that particular mission. So that way we can get caught up. Because I know the first couple of steps are like a two-player version of it. And then once you get to the four-player version of it, then we all can be on the same page.
Well, this is kind of why I've set aside Mondays to stream multiplayer games and maybe draw people into that and kind of do those then.
All right.
So, yeah.
You heard it, Austin. Get caught up.
Yeah.
I've done the first few heists. I'm on the last one.
Yeah, I've done none of them, so I'm the one who's behind.
I'll help you out, John.
Yeah, but it all goes live Saturday, December 2nd at
noon,
12 p.m. Eastern time.
And we go all the way till 12 p.m. Eastern Sunday.
Yep.
And I promise, as I do every year, I'm going to be either... I'm going to be there the whole time. If I'm not participating in a particular game that we're playing, either due to not wanting to or not having the game,
really frustrated with its online environment,
I will at least be on the call. I know everybody else at some point, I mean, they have families and stuff, so they take like an hour or two off, or some people want to go take a nap and then we can't wake them back up, Austin.
Seven.
That happened to me one time. Having the first live shooting, I was perfectly fine.
I was just rewatching Blade 3 the other day.
I blame Blade 3. That was a shitty movie, and it put me to sleep.
Why'd
I was
why'd
fine.
You blame me? Why, I never what happened? Did that.
You no, you had taken a nap one time, and then I had trouble getting a hold of you.
Oh.
And we had to delay starting up the next game because we were attempting to get a hold of you.
Yeah, but the last live stream, I was good to go.
What?
Second one, I was good to go.
Yeah, everybody was pretty good last year, but we did have the first year. You could tell it was the first year because we had a couple people where it was like difficult to get them back on once they had left the call.
Yeah, I'll be on the whole time.
For all the listeners out there.
Playing everything except for...
Especially Minecraft. I'll totally be playing that.
I'll be on. You know,
he loves that Minecraft stuff,
I might
man.
Surprise you, John. Who knows? I might surprise you. December's
John,
far away.
Yes, sir.
What you don't know, I've secretly been training Devin in Minecraft.
Oh, very good. So, by the way, it is...
I love how you guys think I'm bad at Minecraft. I'm not bad at Minecraft. I just don't like the game that much.
Yeah.
So it's one of those games I will only play with people, and I'm like, there's other games I'd rather play with people.
You don't like it because you suck.
Oh, shots fired.
I just have a computer that can run other games.
Shots returned.
Devin got nasty on me. Hey,
so
we call that a boomerang burn. You need some aloe, boy.
listeners, I will say last year, in the defense of everybody out there, because we know that you enjoy watching us live stream and stuff. Last year, everybody, it was almost unanimous. I believe everybody was on board with only doing a 12-hour stream. And I threw down the gauntlet.
Here we go.
And I got everybody on board with doing a 24-hour stream again. So I'm glad everybody just kind of hopped on board with that.
Yeah, we're not going to change that now.
That's good. That's good, John. I can't use the defense of we're doing it for the fucking children this year, though. So.
Well, that's fine, but we're doing it for people who have anxiety. There you go.
The fucking children. There's just a bunch of children out here fucking.
I should correct one thing. The website address is distractionsmedia.com/donations. So.
Now, is there a way that when people donate, can they leave notes or whatever?
Yep, you can definitely leave messages.
Because I know the last couple years we've had people could donate to specific members or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Are they getting rid of the teams this year?
No, there is no teams. It's just one team. But if you want to... For those that are fundraising for us, you can individually sign up and do that. But it is just one main thing, and it does allow you to put a comment in as well. So,
right on.
And you can donate with credit card or with PayPal, depending on which one you prefer.
There you go. I'm assuming, is it tax deductible and everything?
For those of you in the United States, it is tax deductible. It is not tax deductible for those of you in Canada, I'm afraid, and it never is for the UK, so not a problem. So.
All right. So that's our general live stream news for December.
I can pretty much guarantee you we will be playing GTA at some point during that live stream.
Yeah.
Unless something amazing comes out that trumps GTA between now and December.
Yeah. I mean, there's
another GTA.
Some of the base games that we generally always play, we play some form of a Minecraft game, GTA. We generally have a Simply Unprofessional live one. Sometimes we do, or actually, I think we've done a D&D live podcast each year.
We've done every year.
Yep.
Every year.
And we always do a Fate Christmas seasonal episode, whatever you want to call it.
I'm sure, and again, unless something major changes, I'm sure there'll be some PUBG in there.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
I'm really hoping, and I know it's going to be the Christmas season, but I give zero shits about Christmas. I'm really hoping that by then we can get people to be on either Dead by Daylight or if we can get Friday the 13th going. Mainly That's because... I just want to stalk John and not kill him, and I just want to keep scaring him.
Nice. You'd have to buy me that game for that to happen, my friend.
Oh, all right. I have between now and December to do so.
Yep. We could even play 7 Days to Die for those of you that like that game, because I know a lot of us have that.
Yep. So, but we'll be discussing more about that, and we'll be releasing more info on our Facebook pages, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of our social media for sure, and on our Discord, by the way, for those of you that have that.
And if you all have suggestions, you can send your emails to...
Which one?
whoever.
How about distractions? How about distractionsmedia@gmail.com? Because you were really specific.
Yeah, or you can send them to simplyimprofessional@gmail.com because I still haven't gotten a single fucking email from any of you people.
But I was trying to give you guys both the plug. So
I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Especially for you, Cliff. All right, you said you were going to email. I haven't gotten
fucking
one yet.
Cliff?
So,
Cliff.
Damn.
Also, no boob pics yet. So.
Who ain't got no dick pics? Oh.
No. The dick pics go to you. The dick pics go to you at CZF300.
If you follow me.
Boob pics come to me. simplyimprofessional@gmail.com.
If you follow me and your Twitter picture is a dick, I will follow you back.
There you go.
Oh, my Lord.
There you go.
Did you see I sent you a bunch of dick pics, Austin, on Twitter?
Okay,
yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
Get Xmas off this car if he did this.
Is there anything major happening between the next couple weeks, what we got coming up, and the live stream in December?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, what's up?
So season 3 of Fate of Heroes starts September 9th. For those of you that are excited about that, there is a new poster drawn by our artist that we did, that did my Brenna picture that we were giving away during the June live stream. That poster will be probably put up sometime mid September, probably more likely October, just because of one of the characters in there is Jen's new character, who nobody will know about until October. So we will be putting that out for everyone to see, and we may just be giving it away during the live stream. You never know.
Right on. Austin, do you have anything to promote or anything between the cons in a couple weeks and the live stream? Anything that falls in between there?
There will be a bunch of us at Gen Con if you're going. Me, Devin, Eggquist, Goose.
Yeah, we're going to be getting into the con stuff here in a minute.
I thought you just said con.
No, he said between the con and the live stream.
And the live stream. Is there anything that falls in the middle that you can think of?
Okay, yeah. There should be another season of Star Wars in between there.
Nothing.
There should be the wrap up of Will of the Gods that comes before then. The Star Wars stuff might actually start in December. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see what happens between now and then. We'll definitely wrap up Game of Thrones, and there might even be PAX Season 3 before December. It just depends on how much vamp stuff we have.
Right.
So.
All right.
And we'll have a for Patreon, there will be a series that will release some episodes before December on there, too.
Edquist or Devin, is there anything that you guys can think of?
Halloween!
Oh, fuck Halloween. Anyway, Devin.
Wow, you don't like Halloween either. Wow, what the fuck?
Maybe this is like holidays, period.
That's not true. Listen, all right? I didn't have a thing against Halloween until a couple years ago.
Oh, dear.
Now I have something against Halloween.
Who fucking ruined Halloween for you?
I had to
put Oreo down on Halloween night.
Oh shit!
Okay, fair enough.
So Halloween's kind of ruined for me now. Although I will say, bringing up Halloween, at least for Edquist, through the entire month of October, I'm going to be doing a series of SUs. You may even get a couple 2-episode weeks. We're going to be doing all sorts of horror stuff. I'm going to convince people to watch a few horror movies. I got a couple in mind, and then we're going to do reviews on those. We're going to be talking about local urban legends and horror stories in our particular areas, whoever I can get on for that.
I will say that I would like to do some streaming with some horror content. So if Webby would like to get that game before then, there's a deadline for you.
You got it.
I already have it. So
October is going to be a horror-themed SU month. Also, sometime between now and whenever, we are going to have a special SU that is going to be recorded both audio and video, and it will be posted to YouTube. Minimum, it will be myself and Austin. I don't know. I think Edquist may have volunteered. We'll talk about that. I don't want to volunteer him without.
No, fuck that. Fuck that. He's in.
The pepper one?
Yeah.
I volunteered.
I'm in on that. I'm in on that. I told you, I'm fucking calling. Right, yeah,
there we go. There's the lineup. It's going to be.
I don't like it, but I'll be there.
Myself, Devin, Edquist, and Austin. We're going to do the hot pepper challenge.
Oh, that.
I'm going to die after the first pepper, but I'll be there.
And essentially what this is going to break down to is I have a list sitting right in front of me of a list of spicy peppers. And we're going to start with the lightest one. And every 10 to 15 minutes after that, we're going to eat the next one in line until the episode is done. And we will not be allowed to eat or drink anything until the episode is done. What that episode is, can't say yet. I might even leave it a surprise just for all of you guys, because who knows, if it's something that we can talk a lot about, that means the episode's going to run a little long. And if the episode runs a little long, that means there's a chance that Carolina Reaper might actually make the list.
I hope we, like, review a YouTube video. Like... A 5-minute YouTube video.
No.
I hope we review one of those.
No.
Shit.
So. What's the longest movie you could think of?
None. Titanic or The Green Mile, probably.
Lord of the Rings trilogy.
No.
There we go.
We're gonna read the Bible from front to back.
No, we'll
no.
do.
Oh
we'll,
my God!
We'll do an SU literally. Breakdown of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, movie by movie.
Oh boy!
What the fuck, Edquist? Like
12 hours. 12 hours.
That's not set in stone. We'll think about it. Feel free to send me suggestions for that episode. All right. So with all that said, we're gonna move on to cons. Austin, if you want to talk a little bit about Gen Con and what's going to be happening at Gen Con for you guys.
All right, real quick, Devin. Devin.
What?
Want to do something with me? You want to help me?
Help you do what?
You got to just vow. You just got to trust me and say yes.
Sure. All
right, me and Devin are going to... We'll do whatever we have to do. For Webby to make a Christmas-themed SU.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
We will do what we have to do to get him
I just
to
vomited
do
a little bit in the back of my throat.
But, yeah, that was the last thing about that. We'll move to cons. Gen Con, we have a bunch of us going. Like I said, it's me, Devin, Edquist, Chris, Goose, Donnie. I don't. People probably don't remember him, but my buddy Paul that was on... the first prequel episode, he'll be there. Am I forgetting people? Am I forgetting anybody? I don't think so. If I'm forgetting... Oh, Kurt. Our buddy Kurt will be there. He listens. Hey, Kurt, you'll be there. I'll see you there one day. What we're going to be doing there, we have to drink some shit after we spin a wheel. It's going to be all kinds of nasty stuff. We're going to definitely record that and put that up. If you are a Gen Con, do not be afraid to come talk to us. I have shirts that I'm going to be giving away that are coming in, and I'll be giving those away. If I have any left, actually, after, because a bunch of people bought them. But if not, I don't know. Fuck it. I might get another shipment. But we'll be giving shit away. If you see us, we'll play games with you. I have, if I can get some stuff down there and, like, there's a decent internet connection, I may record something and stream it while we're all together, or go live just from my phone or something like that. But as far as that, I mean, that's all we really got planned. I know there's a LARP that Goose is doing, and I'm going to try to get in on it. If you're there, you can come watch that. Just come say hi. Play games with us.
There you go. Now, for those of you, for what about the people who don't know what Gen Con is? Can you give a kind of a brief rundown of what Gen Con is, Austin?
Gen Con is, I think it's still the biggest tabletop gaming convention in North America. All kinds of shit's there. Like, Wizard has booths, Fantasy Flight. Most of the vendors from the different games are there. They also have just, like, people from game stores that'll come up and set up booths that you can buy old games from or rule books and stuff like that. And then they have people that are going to kind of kickstart games. Like a bunch of those people are there that are coming out with brand new games that you haven't seen before. Like when the Game of Thrones stuff first came out, me and Donnie were at Gen Con. We picked up those books, and that's where the Game of Thrones stuff came from. So there'll be a lot of stuff there that we're going to be checking out, seeing what if we want to do anything with it. Matthew Mercer was there last year.
Yeah, which they're all going to be there this year.
Are they? Are they doing a show?
Yep.
So might go to that. He, for anybody who doesn't know, Matthew Mercer is a voice actor. He was Leon in Resident Evil, I think is one of his bigger ones. And he also hosts the Critical Role on Twitch.
He's McCree in Overwatch.
McCree? He's a cool guy. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to see you. I saw Will Wheaton there the first year I went. So, yeah. Celebrity. It's the Comic-Con for Dungeons and Dragons.
Gotcha.
Essentially.
And do you have a day picked out yet for this Wheel of Doom?
I think Goose said something about us getting together Friday night. If he's going to do it, I'm going to try to do it that night. But I think he was talking about like us getting together and going out and eating and drinking and stuff. But if it's not, that's the 18th. Friday is the 18th. If it's not the 18th, then it will be probably the 19th.
Right on. And are you you're going to record this? It's going to be a video?
Yeah, it will 100% be recorded. We may live stream it.
Okay.
We're going to record a lot of stuff, actually, I think. And we're I know I'm going to record some of my trip on the way there because I have a long way to go.
I'm going to try to do some of that. I make no promises.
We're making a documentary kind of this. So from like the day
I'll be recording sitting at my desk.
Yeah. And I know, Webby, you're going to talk about some stuff in a minute. Webby's going to have some footage on there too, even though like John and Webby aren't coming to the con. They're still going to have their own shit that's going to be on there. Like nobody's going to be excluded. We're all going to be on there. But I guess we don't really have a set subject what we're going to do as far as the documentary goes, but there will be something. Chris is editing it. We're recording all our point of views and stuff.
Right on. And Gen Con, that's the 17th through the 20th?
Yep.
Right on.
In Indianapolis, at the Indianapolis Convention Center.
All right. So, again, if any of you guys are going to Gen Con and you see any of these guys, feel free. Walk up. Give them a hug. Slap Austin on the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Get a free t-shirt.
And where's Webby going?
If there's any left.
You can come see me outside the alley in the where I'll be sleeping, apparently.
Myself, I was unable to go to Gen Con this year. Things didn't fall in line properly. But in lieu of that, myself and Clay, who some of you, if you guys listen to The Brood, he's also been on previous episodes of Simply Unprofessional, like the bad movie descriptions episode, I believe. He's flying down, and we're going to Boston Comic Con the weekend before Gen Con. So that'll be the weekend of the 11th through the 13th. It'll be both of our first times going to Boston Comic Con. I've never actually gone to Comic Con, period. The first convention that I actually ever went to, I went with Goose, and that was last year or the year before. I don't remember. We went to PAX East down in Boston. This is actually taking place at the same convention center. So that'll be a unique experience for me and Clay. We got tickets to meet a couple of the celebrities, get pictures taken with them. I give everybody the warning now, it'll most likely be somewhat poor quality, but we're going to be doing a live SU between me and him. We will also be doing a few recordings, like Austin said. I'll be doing a couple recordings and sending them to him for this documentary thing. So, yeah. If anybody's going to Boston Comic Con this year and you see me, feel free to run up and give me a hug. I'm a hugger. Whatever. Worst case scenario, you catch me off guard and I headbutt you in the face. I'll apologize. Maybe. Depends. Yeah. Anyway, that got real. So,
yeah,
that's pretty much what we got going on for this year. As always, I mean, we have our weekly and monthly recordings, but those are the majority of the special events. And if anything else does kind of pop up and we decide to make it a special event, we will definitely let you guys know. John.
Yes, sir.
What is your Twitch schedule in case people want to watch you live stream stuff?
So, as of this summer, it may change in the fall. I am recording now on Twitch on Mondays and Wednesdays and Sundays. Monday and Wednesday, usually recording around anywhere from 8 to 9 o'clock at night, Eastern time. On Sunday mornings, we record with B from the Augscast. I can't say that now. And we do usually multiplayer silliness, and it's pretty much always been Players Unknown Battleground, but it might change up every once in a while. So, yeah. And that usually starts at 11 a.m. Eastern time.
All right. So does anybody else have any other comments or questions?
I'm good.
Well, I should say that Tamara and I were planning, I don't know if we're going to go or not, but the idea is to go to Edmonton Expo, and if we do, as everyone else said, just come up and say hi, we'll have cards, possibly. If we had any money, we'd get a table and we'd sell some stuff, but we don't have money, so we will not be doing that this year. So, but it all depends on kind of who's there.
You know what? I'm also issuing a challenge.
Mm-mm.
For Comic-Con. Don't worry, this has nothing to do with you guys, so you don't have to worry, John.
Okay.
I will say, anybody who's cosplaying at Boston Comic-Con, if you cosplay as Booster Gold, find me. I'll take a picture with you. Willingly.
But you have to let him punch you in the face after.
I mean, or before.
Or before.
Either one.
Or during. Yeah.
I should mention that Tamara and I are doing Gishwiz next week, for those of you that knows what that is.
What the fuck is
that? It's the greatest international scavenger hunt the world has ever seen.
What is this? How come I've never heard of this? I love scavenger hunts.
Dude, it's a supernatural thing. You've never seen it? Well, it's not a supernatural thing, but it's basically a supernatural thing.
Yeah, there's always supernatural tasks.
Yeah, so there's always supernatural tasks. Everybody in the supernatural cast plays it at one point. Yeah. You know, Misha plays it every year.
Yeah, he's in charge of it.
So wait, do you want to sign up, or...?
Yeah. So
every year, Team Distractions.
Every year, there's like 200 or so... There's a list of 200 or so tasks that you have to do. Like, last year, we had to make a panda out of feminine hygiene products. That was one of them. And, like, make a dress out of corn husks. We had to show space aliens using up our natural resources. We had to do a video for Sinscreen. You either have to write stuff or make art or do videos, and then you have to submit them all to their website. And this year you win a trip to Hawaii if you win.
Oh,
your
snap.
Whole team.
Yeah.
So are you guys on the same team?
Yep.
Now, how many people are there per team?
15.
Holy crap, that's a big team.
Yep.
Well,
How long do you have to do everything?
Just the week. So, it's 8 days, Saturday to Saturday.
Man, okay, you guys have to remind me. Next year, I'm signing up for this.
Hell yeah.
We will win one way or the other. You heard that. Well, good. I hope you guys win, man. I wish you guys the best of luck.
Thanks.
I look forward. I want to see some of the stuff that you do throughout the week.
Yeah, we can't show you until it's over. That's they fine. Have strict rules about that. But yeah, no problem. I can show you some of the stuff we did last year. But yeah, then we'll show you what we did this year too.
Right on. John, you were going to say something?
I was just going to say, if they actually go to like somewhere other than Hawaii, I would definitely join up too.
You know, John, one of these days, we're going to pay off your debt with the U.S. government, and we're going to get you straightened out so you can come here.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Well, last year it was Iceland, so next year might be something.
See, that would be cool. Yeah.
Sounds I got cool. some people that can sneak you in. As long as Trump don't put that wall up, we can still get you in.
The northern wall.
Trump's looking to the south. He ain't looking north yet. we can sneak you in, John.
Fuck, I'm an idiot.
I know a coyote.
I know a coyote.
He's stupid. He's using the right words. I'm using the wrong ones.
What?
Okay. They're not building a fucking wall from America to Canada. I'm stupid.
You're okay, Austin. You're okay. All right. Well, I mean, this is a pretty short episode of SU. Again, this is more of just an update for all you guys so you know what we're up to. So let's see. Devin, where can people find you at if they want to get a hold of you?
You guys can find me at darrow3092.
And Mr. Edquist, where can people find you at?
You can find me at confessor_X.
And Mr. John.
At John, JONDMP.
Mr. Austin.
Yes, and find me at CZF300.
On Twitter, that's where you send all the dick pics. Also, you guys can follow me on Twitter at Jax Forest Walker, all one word. I'm on Instagram. I don't remember my fucking name on there. Just, I don't know, type in my name and it'll pop up.
Isn't it like Patrick.Webster6 or something like that?
No, it wouldn't be 6. Probably 52, because there's 52 cards in a deck. I'm real keen on decks of cards. I know that.
Tag Webby in all, like, nasty toenail pics on Instagram.
No, what the hell is that all about?
Pimple popping videos.
Why would you do that? No, don't do that, people. I don't want that at all. Send me emails at simplyunprofessional@gmail.com. Comments, questions, concerns, advice. I know Austin still wants to do an advice thing, and every week he asks me, I'm just like, man, nobody's contacted me yet. So, bastards. Yeah. Austin, we also have a Patreon at patreon.com/distractionsmedia.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yes. I always feel like I forgot it. So that'll do it for us, and until next week, guys, fuck Booster Gold.
Fuck Booster
Gold. Fuck Booster Gold.